"Everyone is settling in," said Snapcase. "Yes, my lord, there are a number of matters for your attention." "I am sure people would like to believe there are," said Snapcase, leaning back in the chair. He shifted his weight from side to side. "Does this thing swivel?"
"I believe not, sir, but I shall have a skilled swiveller here within the hour."
"Good. Now, what was the other thing? Oh, yes. Tell me, are there any up-and-coming men at the Guild of Assassins?"
"I'm sure there are, my lord. Would you like me to prepare dossiers on, say, three of them?"
"Do it."
"Yes, my lord. My lord, various people are urgently seeking an audience with—"
"Let them wait. Now that we have the patrician ship, we mean to enjoy it." Snapcase drummed his fingers on the edge of the desk for a moment, still staring at the doors. Then he said, "My inaugural speech is prepared. Very sorry here, unexpected death, winder, overwork, new direction, etc. Keep best of old while embracing best of new. Beware dangerous elements. Sacrifices must be made, etc. Pull together, good of city."
"Exactly, sir."
"Add that I was particularly sad to hear tragic death, Sergeant Keel. Hope that fitting memorial to him would be the uniting of citizens of all shades of opinion in an effort to, etc., etc." The secretary made a few notes.
"Quite, sir," he said.
Snapcase smiled at him. "I expect you're wondering why I've taken you on, even though you worked for my predecessor, eh?" he said.
"No, sir," said the secretary without looking up.
He wasn't wondering, firstly because he had a pretty good idea, and secondly because there were, in any case, things he found it safest not to wonder about.
"It is because I recognize talent whenever it presents itself," said Snapcase. "It is good of you to say so, sir," said the secretary smoothly.
"Many a rough stone can be polished into a gem."
"Exactly, my lord," said the secretary,
and he was thinking, "Exactly, my lord, too," because he'd also found there were things he found it safest not to think either, and these included phrases like, "What a little tit." "Where is my new captain of the guard?"
"I believe Captain Carser is in the rear courtyard, my lord, exhorting the men in no uncertain terms."
"Tell him I want to see him here now," said Snapcase.
"Certainly, sir."
The barricade was taking some while to dismantle. Chair legs and planks and bedsteads and doors and bulks of timber had settled into a tangled mass. Since every piece belonged to someone, and Ankh-Morpork people care about that sort of thing, it was being dismantled by collective argument. This was not least because people who had donated a three-legged stool to the common good were trying to take away a set of dining chairs and similar problems. And then there was the traffic. Carts that had been held up outside the city were trying to make their way to their destinations before eggs hatched or milk got so rotten it could get out and walk the rest of the way. If Ankh-Morpork had a grid, there would have been a gridlock. Since it did not, it was, in the words of Sergeant Colon, a case of no one being able to move because of everyone else. Admittedly, this phrase, while accurate, did not have the same snap. Some of the watchmen had joined in the dismantling work, mostly to stop the fights that were breaking out among irate householders, but a group of them had congregated at the end of Heroes Street, where Snouty had set up a mess in a cocoa urn. There wasn't, in fact, much to do. A few hours ago they'd been fighting. Now the streets were so crowded that even patrols were impossible. Every good copper knows that there are times when the wise man keeps out of the way, and the conversation had turned to the kind of questions that follow victory, such as, one, is there going to be any extra money? And two, are there going to be any medals? With an option on three, which was never far from the watchman's thoughts, are we going to get into trouble about this?
"An amnesty means we ain't," said Dickens. "It means everyone pretends nothing really happened."
"All right, then," said Wiglet. "Are we going to get medals? What I mean is, if we've been," he concentrated, "Val Ian Defenders of Freedom, that sounds like medal time to me."
"Eh, reckon we should simply have barricaded the old city," said Colon.
"Yeah, Fred," said Snouty, "but then that'd mean the bad people would be in here with us."
"Right, but we'd be in charge," said Fred.
Sergeant Dickens puffed on his pipe and said, "Lads, you're just flapping your mouths. There's been fighting, and here you are with all your arms and legs and walking around in the God's good sunlight. That's winning, that is. You've won, see, the rest is just gravy."
No one spoke for a while until young Sam said, "But Nancy Ball didn't win.